Well, thank you all for joining the call this morning. We'll now prepare to hear a word from the Lord, but first let's go to the Lord in prayer. God, in your scripture verse this morning, we said, "But I will sing of your strength. In the morning, I will sing of your love, for you are my fortress and my refuge in time of trouble." So, God, we thank you for those words this morning. We know that you will never leave us or forsake us. And whatever our needs are, you will supply. So we thank you this morning for being with us at all times. We ask you to cover this call this morning. Let it be unhindered, uninterrupted, and clear so we can hear your word this morning. And we ask you to anoint the speaker. Pour into them your virtue. Let us hear what you said, Lord. And God, we ask you to watch over the founders of this call. For without them, we would not be gathered here this morning. So we thank you for their obedience to say yes. And we thank you for that phenomenal company, Artists International, that brought us all together. And God, we ask you to watch over each and every one of us. You know each and every one of our needs. And we know that you shall supply our needs according to your riches and glory. And we thank you, we praise you, we love you, and we adore you. In Jesus' name, we cover this prayer. Amen and amen. Well, Master's Call family, it has been my pleasure and my privilege to greet you this morning. Now, I ask you all to put your spiritual ears on, listen to what says the Lord, but receive it in your heart. And I shall now turn this call over to our host. Host, are you there?
Good morning, Minister Jackie. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, beautiful woman of God. Go ahead, take it away.
Good morning, and thank you so much for greeting us this morning and starting our day with that powerful prayer and that powerful tag, taking refuge in God. Good morning, my TMC family. My name is Rebecca Thomas, and today I'm calling from Miami, Florida, and I would love to tell you a little bit more about our call, the Master's Call. We were founded in October of 2010 by our wonderful co-founders, our Dr. PK Roberts, Miss Super Fantastic, and Dr. and Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon, our Mother Eagle. We stand by the scripture coming from Psalms 88:13, and that says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." Our mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. We also have a website, and that is www.themasterscall.net. I repeat, that website is www.themasterscall.net. And all of our messages since 2010 have been archived on this site, as well as the bios of our speakers. Our theme for the year is, in 2017, God is manifesting his goals and dreams. Now, if you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry as a greeter, such as what Minister Jackie did, or as a host, like what I'm doing this morning, or maybe you want to share a word from the Lord, you might even have a prayer request and or a praise report, you could submit all of that information to our email address, and that is info@themasterscall.net. Again, that is info@themasterscall.net. And our Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon or our prayer general minister, Brenda Terrell, will contact you. We all came about through a phenomenal company called Artists International, which was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 26 years ago. We are now called Artist Life, and we feature great products to help the world become healthier. We have our morning motivational call, which is right after this call. And if you are going to go on that, the phone number for it is 712-770-4005, and the PIN number is 294-617-POUND. Here you will hear from our great artist leaders who tell more about our artist company. If you are having any issues with getting on, we've got a bridge number for the free conferencing numbers, and that number is 857-957-1147. Also, there is a upcoming Artist Life Conference. It's the Artist Life Leadership Development Summit, and there's two of them. The first one is going to be from May 5th and 6th in Rosemead, California, at the DoubleTree by Hilton Hotel. And then the second one is May 19th and the 20th in Houston, Texas, the Marriott near Hobby Airport. You can look at your back office for more details about that, those upcoming conferences. And now what we've been waiting for, our speaker for this morning is none other than our very own Prayer General, Minister Brenda Terrell. She was brought up on the Mississippi Gulf Coast as a Catholic, but God took Minister Brenda under his wing when she was 12 years of age. Her mother was confined from a massive stroke, and her father passed when she was 16. After graduating as an honor roll student and getting her associate's degree in business, Brenda married Freddie Terrell and moved to Texas, where they became members of Antioch Missionary Baptist Church in Baytown, Texas, under Pastor Sherman Gray, Jr. Being a spirit-filled Baptist church, Brenda received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, became an intercessor, a Sunday school teacher, along with working with the youth and women's ministries. She loves to encourage others in the gifts God has given them. Brenda is a proud mother of five children, Katrina, Freddie, Charity, Harry, and Trent, and grandmother of three grandsons, Jai, Brent, and Brendan. Throughout the years of God's blessings, Brenda has the power of the Lord moving miraculously in many aspects from deliverance to healing, including herself when she was attacked with stroke symptoms twice. Brenda's favorite words are, God is faithful. Back to her roots, Brenda resides in Ocean Springs, Mississippi, and is a member of Victory International Christian Center, where Pastor C.G. McCarter is the senior pastor. Brenda is an artist distributor who loves the products and enjoys helping people become healthy again. And utmost, she is looking forward to greater things in Christ Jesus with her husband, Freddie, of 36 years. Minister Brenda, are you on the line with us this morning?
Yes, I am, Minister Rebecca. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. Please take it away.
Amen. Well, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Minister Rebecca Thomas, for hosting and giving such a cordial introduction. I so appreciate you, and I love you, and I miss hearing Minister Gracie this morning. And thank you, thank you, thank you, Minister Jackie Silver Fox Henderson. I tell you, you are such a blessing. You press through, and we're praying for your voice to be restored. I know you're sipping on that Multiplus this morning. And I just want to take the time out to say thank you and how I appreciate our co-founders, none other than our very own Dr. P.K. Roberts, who we call Miss Super Fantastic, and you are just that. We thank you so much for your prayers, your love, and all that you do for us. And every time you press through whatever God is taking you through, it encourages me because you stand firm, and I so appreciate you. And thank you, Dr. Vanessa, for being the faithful servant that you are. I so love and appreciate you, and I thank you for what you're doing for us and through Christ, and I tell you, I know greater things are taking place for the both of you for carrying this call through day by day. And good morning to you, TMC family. I love and appreciate you. I tell you, I'm so excited, and I'm up here in North Carolina. Yes, I am. I love this weather. It is nice and cool and breezy, but I won't be before you long. I'm going to speak with you this morning about we are more than conquerors. Yes, we are. We are more than conquerors. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord, that you have seen fit this morning, this bright, this early, this vibrant Friday morning, Lord God, for all of us to come together before your name and say, holy, 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 Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth is full of your glory. Lord God, I'm asking in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you take this vessel and use it to your glory, Father. I know, Lord, that we all will receive what you have for us, Father, that will strengthen us and carry us through to do the work that you called us to do, Lord, only to glorify your holy and righteous name. I thank you for every person on this call, Lord God, and I thank you, Lord God, that you alone are the Holy One, and I thank you for your anointing on each and every one of us. I thank you, Father. I can't thank you enough. In the matchless mighty name of Jesus, I say hallelujah, hallelujah, and amen. Well, again, I'm going to be speaking with you this morning on we are more than conquerors. You know, Romans 8, 36 and 37 said, as it is written, for your sake, we are killed all day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Yet, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. You know, this is simply because of our relationship with our Father through his loving Son and our Savior, Jesus Christ. While we are abiding on this place called earth, it is evident that our battle is spiritual. The adversary wants us to operate with a fleshly mind, even though our warfare is not with flesh and blood. As we decide and declare that sin will not lord over our bodies, that we are the head and not the tail, that we are heirs and joint heirs with Jesus, then the spirit man within submits himself to the spirit of the living God. As many that are led by the spirit of God, to them he gives the power to become the sons of God, which, of course, is life and peace in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Now, you know, the word tells us, if God be for us, who can be against us? Yes, during the process of this spiritual walk, we come short many, many, many times. Lord have mercy. I can't count the times I've come short. However, Jesus distinctly told us in John that he didn't come into the world to condemn it, but that the world may be saved. In essence, he said, I've got this. Oh, yes, that's what he said. I've got this. You know, I want to share with you, over 10 years ago, my daughter-in-law, Kim, gave a kidney to her dad after he had a horrific traffic accident. And they thought at one point that they were going to lose him. And after she and Trent were married, the doctor strongly suggested that she didn't have any children. Well, needless to say, she stood firm on God's word and had not one, but two beautiful sons. And after that, of course, she had been going through various complications with her body, but we still speak life and peace and healing over her body. And she's still declaring that she is more than a conqueror. Hallelujah. You see, after walking on this earth among all of us who has sinned and came so short, Jesus didn't come short. Why? Because he was. He is, and he is to come. He was what? He was everything we needed. He was our Savior. and our deliverer, our keeper. And he still is. He will always be all that we need, our protector, our sustainer, our provider. And guess what? He is to come back. Yes, he's going to come back for this church without a spot or a wrinkle. Why? Because his blood had taken care of it all. And then he's going to receive us as his very own. He is. And when he comes back, he's our life, our resurrection. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Our Redeemer still lives. I tell you, my friends, just knowing that confirms that we are more than conquerors. Now, let's just reflect a little bit back on our sinful nature. You know, it had us distorted with that distorted thinking. You know, it had us in the place where we were thinking that we have to be first in everything rather than allow others to go first, which makes us what? Self-centered. We had that thinking that we always had to be the centerpiece of everything. And then that distorted thinking of that to the fact that we have to hold on to everything rather than to give. It placed us in a stingy position. And the Bible distinctly tells us it's more blessed to give than to receive. And then that sinful nature put us into that thinking pattern that we have to figure out how to manage this thing called life. Why? How? By worrying with family, with bills, with jobs and the like. And then when Jesus told us all along, he is the way, the truth, and the life. Now, he also tried to put us, and I'm talking about the adversary tries to put us into that thinking pattern that we can't have joy and peace, even faith through hardship, persecution, and trying times. The devil is a liar, and the truth is nowhere in him. Once we cast all our cares upon the Lord, we truly can have the joy. We truly can have that peace. We truly will know that all is well in the Holy Ghost. This is where he has given us that mind of Christ. See, with this mind, we can declare, we can stand tall, and we can say we are more than conquerors. Yes, we will have trials. Yes, we will have sufferings. Yes, we will have disappointments. But guess what? Through it all, we're more than conquerors. We're still victorious through them all. I remember when Paul said, and I love it, it's one of my favorites, he said, the sufferings of this world can't be compared to the glory that he's revealing through us. As the Spirit of God is renewing our minds daily, we are operating on the level where we can speak to the mountains of life. We can speak to all these hindrances that come against us, the sickness and anything that interferes with our relationship with the Father as well as with man. We can stand tall and say, declare his word over, because he watches over his word to perform it. Oh, yes, he does. He will activate on it in our behalf, and he will say, I am still the way, the truth, and the life. I got this. Isn't it wonderful that he always and also reminds us of our inheritance with the family, that we are part of his family? I heard one of my brothers say the other day that once the mind is renewed, then our behavior is transformed. Oh, that's powerful. It's powerful because we tend to act differently toward unpleasant situations that occur than the world. We don't become bitter or aggravated or disoriented because things aren't going our way as we expect them to. Why? It's because we have the assurance. Yes, we do. We have the assurance even through the pain, even through the tough times, that all is well, and that we are already in victorious state through our Christ Jesus. He's already won the fight. The fight is fixed, you guys. Because of him, we have that more than conqueror's mindset. Yes, the world, the nations, the country look like as though they're all in a turmoil. But needless to say, Jesus had informed us that he has overcome the world. We truly are more than conquerors. Listen, we have seen where attacks have been made overseas, where families were killed, men, women, children, babies. Oh, my Lord. And the fleshly man would immediately get angry, fearful, and ready to counterattack, especially if they were our family members. We think about it. Oh, if those were my family members. We get into a different state of mind. And it seems so unfair for all these innocent people to lose their lives so unnecessarily. Don't you know Jesus understands those feelings? However, during my prayer time, the Holy Spirit reminded me of 1 Corinthians 15, 54 and 55. And it's for the believers. He said, death has been swallowed up into victory. Oh, death, where is your sting? Oh, grave, where is your victory? And then 57 says, but thanks be to God. He gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. We don't ever have to be afraid to die if we encounter any of this type of brutality. God forbid. We will not feel the sting of death. Glory to God. I tell you, if that doesn't make you shout, I don't know what will. Because he has told us we have the victory through Christ Jesus. Jesus has taken the sting out of death, and grave has no victory whatsoever. I'm speaking to you from Charlotte, North Carolina, where I'm keeping my grandsons, Brent and Brendan, while their parents, Trent and Kim, on a well-deserved trip. Listen, their dad is my husband's son from his first marriage, and his mom is alive and well. I don't call Trent my stepson. I call him son. Thank you, Lord, for giving me that mind of Christ. I said all that to say this. Our Father told us that he has adopted us into the family of God. Yes, he did. Through Jesus, our Savior, who died for us that we would have the right to cry, Abba, Father. You see, he doesn't call us stepchildren. Neither does he call us illegitimate children. He said we are his very own. I love when Acts 17:28 states that we are his offspring. We are royal priests. We are holy nation. Yes, we are. Glory to God. We are more than conquerors. See, as we dwell during these last days of this Lenten season, where we celebrate the death, the burial, and the resurrection of our Lord and Savior, let's remember that John saw Jesus coming toward him and said, look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Oh, yes, that's the Lamb of God who gave us the right to the tree of life. That's the Lamb of God that made us more than conquerors. After being the great example that he was, Jesus walked the victorious walk on this earth. Yes, he did. Then prayed to the Father in our behalf by saying, I have given them the glory that you gave me, that they may be one as we are one. You see, Jesus did pay it all. He said it all, and he done it all. God himself has given us right standing with him. Be encouraged, my dear family, that no matter what you may face in the future, that you are already victorious in Christ. Therefore, we, like Paul, are convinced that nothing can ever separate us from God's love. Death nor life, angels nor demons, fears for today, nor worries about tomorrow. Not even the powers of hell can separate us from God's love. No power in the sky above or in the earth below. Indeed, nothing, absolutely nothing in all creation would ever be able to separate us from the love of God that is revealed in Christ Jesus our Lord. My TMC family, I want to continue to encourage you that he is truly our Savior, our Redeemer, and he is the life and the resurrection. So stand tall and realize that we are more than conquerors. I hope you got a word from this, a thought from this message. I love and appreciate you. Back to you, Minister Rebecca.
Thank you so much, Minister Brenda, for that beautiful and on-time word. We love you so much, too. Shortly, I will ask you to come back and close the call with the benediction after a few announcements. Also, TMC family, today is Friday. So it is the day that we get to share your prayer requests and praise reports. And our very own Mother Eagle, our doctor and pastor, Vanessa Weatherspoon, will be facilitating this part, and you will hear her voice after the benediction. TMC family, let us pray. Dear Abba, we just love you so much. You are so amazing. You're so good to us. Lord, thank you that we can abide in you, Lord, and that you bring us from glory to glory, Lord, and we can just hold on to that promise and that hope. Lord, thank you so much for our prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell. Thank you for blessing her family and her into overflow, Lord. Just give her a wonderful natural and supernatural day to day, Lord, and time while she is in North Carolina or in the Carolinas. Lord, you know where she is. Thank you so much also for our Dr. PK and our Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, Lord, and for our artist life family. Thank you for blessing them into overflow, Lord. Thank you that you give them your full blessings, adding no sorrow to it. And just continue to love on them and do what you do best, Holy Spirit. Thank you for our artist life family, the Diaz de Leon family, the Kings of Artists, every artist distributor and customer. Lord, thank you for just keeping them under your refuge, Lord. If there's any one of them, Lord, that is going through any kind of sickness or bereavement, Lord, just remind them who you are in them and who they are in you. Lord, thank you for our TMC family. Thank you for the body of Christ and artists, Lord. Thank you for just loving them and just giving us your Holy Spirit, Lord, to just do what needs to be done. And you know what it is. Lord, when we just agree that your kingdom comes and your will is done here on this earth, that you call the Master's Call family and Artists International as you have it in heaven. In King Jesus' name we pray. Amen. To hear the playback for this powerful message, you can call our playback number at 712-432-1085. And the PIN number is 957-677-POUND. The new morning motivational call is next, if you are going to go on to that one. But again, we have our second part today. Thank you again, Minister Jackie, for greeting everyone and opening the call with prayer. Thank you, Minister Brenda, once again for that powerful message this morning. Will you close us with the benediction?
Yes, I will. Thank you again, Minister Rebecca and Minister Jackie. Father, in the name of Jesus, we glorify you, Father, for giving us the right to the tree of life And we ask you, Father, that you continue to abide with us, Lord, as we abide in your word and abide in you. We thank you for the spirit of the true and living God, rest, ruling, and abiding in our minds, our spirit man, Lord God, that you will get all glory and praise through us, with us, and in us. In Jesus' name we say, hallelujah and amen. We are more than conquerors. Yes, we are. I am now turning over to our wonderful, wonderful Mother Eagle out of Prairie View, Texas, Dr. Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon. Are you there, Dr. Vanessa?
Yes, I am, and good morning, good morning, good morning. Thank you so much for that powerful word reminding us, pouring into our spirits, our hearts, and our minds that we are more than conquerors. I thank you, as Prayer General, taking out the time there in North Carolina, there in Charlotte with your little blessings, and we're just praying you enjoy your week there with them, and as you're family gets a little rest and a little going away time, that you're able to be there with your grand. So thank you for all that you do as Prayer General on your post and just coming with that powerful word. We thank you also, Miss Rebecca down in Florida. Everybody's out traveling, moving around. Thank you for hosting the call today and reminding us that as the host, that hospitality and love is at the heart of all we do in Christ. And to our silver fox, we're praying for that voice as it continues to return. Thank you, Minister Jackie Henderson from Indianapolis, for giving us and greeting us and seating us as everybody came on the call. And to each and every one of you as part of our Master's Call family, we celebrate you. I, on behalf of our co-founder, is also on the call this morning, Dr. P.K. Roberts. We salute you. We are grateful that you took the time, made the time to be a part of the call this morning. And since the beginning of this call back on October 25th in 2010, we have always made it a mandate and a mission to take Fridays as the time to hear your prayers, to hear your prayer requests, praise reports. So at this time, I'm opening up the queue. I just hit *6, then 1, and it'll bring you into the queue. So if anybody has a prayer request or a praise report, we'd love to hear from you now. All righty, the queue is clear so far. We are remembering, as always, to keep in prayer our upcoming conferences in Los Angeles on the 5th and the 6th, and also our conference in Houston, Texas on the 19th and the 20th. We're believing God as we pray, as we stand in intercession, believing God for what he's going to do. He's been so faithful to this company over the years, and we are, as midwives in prayer, midwife didn't have to be a woman, as men and women, as we birth in prayer and pray for the traveling mercies, pray for the time off, pray for the finances for all those who will come. It's called the Leadership Development Summit, but all of us are leaders. And so we have people that we're bringing in who are looking to us. So we want to cover that conference in prayer. Definitely want to give the praise report. We were so excited this past month. All of the corporate goals for production were met. It's been a long time since we've done so well, but we know it's the hand of the Lord and the prayers of the righteous. So we're continuing to pray that goals be made, ranks be achieved. That comes through prayer. We have to do our part, do the work, but we are celebrating that praise report that we are covering it in prayer. So we are excited, excited, excited about what God is doing. We also want to give a praise report that Minister Kai's mother came through surgery just fine and a little bit of pain, but she is doing well, and Kai is down there with her in Miami. So we're going to continue to call out Mother Franklin's name and believe God for her total recovery and traveling mercies for our minister, Kai, as she heads back from Tampa back to Atlanta to Norcross, Georgia. We don't take it for granted when our Lord and Savior is our Jehovah Rapha, and we just continue to speak total health and healing to her body. We did have some family members who had loved ones transition. We want to keep those families in mind and keep covering them in prayer during this season. We just want to lift them up and just give them the peace and pray for the peace that can only come from God. If any of you all have been watching the news, you know that President Trump had them perform an airstrike on Syria for that horrific bombing of nerve gas that the leader of Syria did to his own people, killing over 100 people. Many of them were children. And we did an airstrike, supposedly killing six members in the military. So these are troubling times in the body of Christ globally, and even right here on the Master's Call, we need to pray. We need to pray for peace. We need to pray for God's will to be done and his kingdom to come. The word tells us to pray for our president, those who have authority over us. In Timothy, we're instructed to. So we pray for the wisdom of God. We pray for the godly counsel to be around him. All righty, we're going to head up to New Jersey. Good morning, Sister Benita. Welcome to our Friday time of prayer requests on the Master's Call.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, TMC family. My mom is transitioning. Her organs are failing. Mm-hmm. And I just wanted to let the family know. I get calls and text messages from several of you, and we're just trying to make her comfortable now.
And that's Mother Vivian?
That's correct.
We are definitely praying, and we're still, you know, it's right there for you. And thank you for getting on the call. We'll be praying for your peace. We'll be praying for Jehovah Rapha, healing virtue, for God to be God. And we just want you to feel the prayers of your Master's Call family. Is someone there with you, sweetheart?
No, not right now. Just me and Mom. Mom and I.
Okay, well, we'll be praying for you to definitely feel the presence of the Lord right there in that house and right now. And just know that we love you, and we're here for you, and we are definitely praying for you. Amen? And thank you for getting on the call. And I'm sure Dr. PK, I see her on the board, will be reaching out to you as soon as the call is over. But we will be praying and covering your Mother Vivian and you and your entire family in prayer. Amen. Thank you for calling in. Thank you for spending this time with us. And I'm sure that word, we are more than conquerors, ministers to your spirit. All right, we have a new number on the line. I know this is a Tulsa, Oklahoma area code, 2486. Good morning. Welcome to the Master's Call.
Good morning, Mother Eagle, Pastor Vanessa. This is Edith Bird.
That's right. I was told you to be connected with us. Glory, Minister Eda.
Glory, glory. If I may just say a word to the young lady, the sister who was on just before I got on.
Yes, Sister Benita from New Jersey.
Sister Benita, I'd like to just remind her I've been right where she is, and nobody was there but me and the family member that was transitioning. And the one thing I learned is that the Father, it was happening to me, but it wasn't about me. He was equipping me for the ministry. So know that the Father is equipping you for the ministry. And the only way you can be fully equipped, you have to go through to get to what the Father has for us. It's not a bad thing. He's going to strengthen you and carry you through. And I thank our Father for using you for such a time as this. Thank you, Pastor. I had to get that out because I've been right where she is. And I understand. The other thing I'd like to say is I hats off to and I salute you and Dr. PK. I'm just so humbled and thankful for allowing you all allowing the Father to go forward. And you were saying my sentiments years ago. It was planned that the same type of nuclear action be done here in America on folks that are my color in our neighborhood. And the prayers of the righteous stopped it. And that's why I'm so grateful for the Master's calling for this opportunity to pray. And I'm just grateful. I thank God.
You're breaking up on us, Minister Edith. I don't know if you're moving or...
Okay, can you hear me now?
Much better.
Okay, the other thing I wanted to say is that there's a young lady named Marie Brown. She and her sister and I were classmates in undergraduate school, and she's very ill. I'm not sure about the diagnosis, but I understand she's very ill, and I'd like to add her to the prayer list. Thank you all so much, and love you to life.
It is so good to hear your voice. And I think the last time I saw you was in Houston at the very hotel we'll be back at on May 19th and 20th at the Marriott at the convention. All righty. Well, we look forward to seeing you also. And thank you for calling in. All righty. Prayer General, you hopped in the queue, then you muted yourself and unmuted yourself. But you want to say something this morning? Good morning, Dr. P.K. Roberts.
Oh, good morning. Another long nighter, for real, a long nighter. Just went back into the military chaplaincy and my mind up just praying and just, But it was good to hear Sister Bird this morning. That's God. That's good. And I'll reach out to Minister Bonita. Lord have mercy, Jesus. It's praying time. That's all I can say, you guys. It's just praying time. And I'm so happy that we serve a God who's all-powerful, all-knowing, and just none of this is a surprise to him, surprise to us, but nothing is a surprise to God. So I just thank God, and we're just really, really, really wanting to pray for the mothers and fathers of military children who getting ready and preparing to deploy. We already had deployments out of Fort Bragg already over in Syria. We had 500 to go out last week. And so some mother is up all night, can't rest, praying and concerned about their son or daughter. And so just let's pray for our military, but especially the parents. You don't know that you ain't sleeping until they get back, and then you can get a good night's rest. So it's praying time, saints. It's been praying time.
Amen. Yes, we've been hearing now after it's been happening that so many more troops have been deployed. President Trump doesn't announce it like you've been used to in times past, that many more troops have been sent over, and that's definitely what we're hearing now, and they do need to be covered in prayer, and thank you for that reminder, Chaplain, still always, Dr. P.K. Roberts. All righty, if there's not any more prayer requests, again, all you have to do is hit *6, then 1, and it'll bring you down in the queue. I'm excited to see Sister Colburn on the phone this morning. I've seen you on the board a couple of times from St. Louis. We're always honored to have you on the line. So we just praise God for that. And I just get excited when I see names and numbers of saints who I know how to pray and those in need of prayer. We're always humbled because, again, one of our mandates and one of the missions of this call is to be a place of intercession. Amen. Well, all right, we're going to go on of intercession for our Lord and Savior. Father, on this faithful Friday, we just thank you. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for the cost of freedom. Thank you, Father, that you know all. And as we come boldly into your throne room, seeking your wisdom, seeking your mercy, seeking your grace, seeking your favor, we know that you are a God that hears but utmost you answer prayer. We thank you, Daddy God, for you using this platform and this place of Artist Life to bring us together, to connect us at the hip. We thank you for this Master's Call family, for each and every listener on the line. Thank you for the homes and the families that they represent, the destinies that have been birthed, decreed, and declared. And, Father, they're being developed for your glory and their good. Now, as we come into your throne room, we thank you for you making your will plain to us, for you giving us the Sophia wisdom that only comes from you, putting the blood hedge of protection around us, you stirring up the gifts of God inside of each and every one of us. We thank you for this powerful mouthpiece, Minister Brenda Terrell, as she poured out on-time word, reminding us through it all, in spite of it all, that we are more than conquerors. I thank you, Daddy God, that you're reminding us that it's a fixed fight, and even though we may lose some battles, we will not lose the war, because we've read the back of the book, and it promises us that we win. Now, as we walk through, for some of us, the valley of the shadow of death, we thank you for your strength, your encouragement, your direction. Oh, we thank you that we send the word to Minister Benita. We speak the peace of God into her spirit. Father, we heard what the doctors say, that she's transitioning and that her organs are shutting down. But we look to you and trust you and lean on you. And we know that Mother Vivian knows you. So we just ask your will to be done, your kingdom come. You're still a healer. You're still a deliverer. You're still one who makes a way out of no way. But, Father, in that home right now, flood them with your presence, even your fragrance. Remind Benita that greater is he that's in her than he that's in the world, and that she is able to walk through, to be strong through, to lean on you like never before. I thank you for her daughter Ursula, her granddaughter, her family. Remind her, as the enemy tries to say things that don't line up with you, she is not alone, for you are with her, Father God. Let her feel the prayers of her Master's Call family that will undergird her, lift her up, and her family. Oh, we just send the word, and we know it does not, cannot return void, the peace of God. We thank you for Minister Edith Byrd there in Louisiana, in Tulsa, in Oklahoma area. We thank you, Father, we call out Marie Brown's name. Sickness is a name, and it has to bow to the name of Jesus. We send that Jehovah Rapha healing virtue to her body, from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet. Spirit of the living God, touch, heal, deliver. And we thank you for Minister Edith. We thank you for you touching her life, and you just continue to do an awesome work in her and through her. Now, Father, we just lift up Mother Franklin. We thank you for Kai's mother coming through the surgery fine. We speak to pain. Pain is a name, and it has to bow to the name of Jesus. We just continue to speak her healing, her wholeness. We thank you for peace and strength for Minister Kai. And even as she travels back from Florida to Georgia, ministering angels of God and campus around that car, be with her. Father, we lift up the many soldiers and the desire of Dr. PK's heart as we pray for those families and those sons and daughters being deployed into a war, and Father, to a region. Cover them by the blood of Jesus. Cancel any and every assignment of the enemy that would try to short-circuit their lives. We just speak the hedge of protection. We speak the Jehovah Nissi victory. We speak the shalom peace to those family members, as they know their young ones are by command and submission to laws that they have embraced in service. They're putting themselves in harm's way for our freedom. So we pray for them. We stand in the gap. We make up the hedge. And Father, we pray for President Donald Trump that you give him the godly wisdom, surround him with godly counsel. Father, we just curse the assignment of the enemy with that spirit of confusion and disarray that's been around him. But we pray for him, the mind of Christ, the deliverance in you like never before, just seeking your face, your mind, your heart. Oh, Father, have your way in the name of Jesus. And even today with these Supreme Court decisions, we just ask you have your way. We pray that your intervention show up and show out like never before. Now, Father, we lift up the Diaz de Leon family as we pray for these upcoming conferences, the transfer from father to son there in Los Angeles, May 5th and 6th. Father, we thank you that your hand is moving like Paul did to Timothy, Father. Oh, just as you are using Samuel to anoint David, we just thank you that the ceremony, even though symbolic, will have the blessings of the Lord with it. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, we just thank you that even for the meetings in Houston, your kingdom come, your will be done. You continue to bless this company, and even for this new fresh wind of excitement, momentum, new products, new ranks, new people, we ask you to be the head of this company in every way, in every heart, even as you're knitting our hearts together on this call, as we're called to undergird and pray for this company. Oh, Father, we do it to your glory and to each and every one of our good. We pray for those who are believing for the finances, the time off, the babysitters, old and young, that are needed during this time, that it all comes together and that it be a powerful time of leadership development and increase in education and empowerment in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, we have not forgotten what season this is. As we are moving through this Lenten season, as we are spending that time in your face, seeking your heart, your mind, Father, this most critical time, where you made a decision, where you were born to die for the propitiation, for the substitutions, for the paying back of our sins. And I thank you, Daddy God, during this season, we are reflecting, we're repenting, we're realigning, we're readjusting our thoughts, our hearts, our actions to be more like you. Now, I thank you that a spirit of prayer like never before, intercession like never before, falls on each and every one of us. As Dr. PK said, this is a time where we need to pray. Father, we're bombarding heaven. We're bombarding heaven right now, believing God, speaking what you say about us. You said in Deuteronomy 32, that 30th verse, you said one could put 1,000 to flight and two could put 10,000 to flight. Father, it's way more than two people on this line, and we're crying out. We cry loud and spare not. Your kingdom come, Daddy God. Your will be done. Father, according to your word in 1 Corinthians 2:16, give us the mind of Christ. We don't want even our agenda. We don't even want our ideas. We want your mind, your will, and we will be willing and obedient, speaking the word of Isaiah 1:18-19. It said, if we're willing, that means we have a heart that wants to do your will. We have a heart that wants to walk righteous. We have a heart that wants to serve. We have a heart and wants to speak the truth in love. We have a heart to want to be your living epistle. We have a heart to want to be your minister in the marketplace when we're willing and obedient. Oh, Father, Help us be obedient to the voice of you. Help us be obedient to your words. Help us be obedient to walk through the doors you instruct us to say what you tell us to say, to go where you tell us to go. If we're willing and obedient, your word promises that we will eat the fat of the land, we'll experience that prosperity and posterity for generational blessings. So, Daddy God, we thank you for the spoken prayer request, and we ask your blood to cover the unspoken prayer request, to strengthen us all, encourage us all, remind us of that word today. We are, not will be, not hoping maybe after a while. We are present tense. No matter how funny the money looks, the change is strange, and the money is funny, you are still our Jehovah Yireh. Jehovah Jireh, some say, God, no matter how our body feels and what the doctors say, you're still our Jehovah Rapha. And we're going to keep saying what you say about us, no matter what, God. Relationships we thought would never be restored, redeemed, you're blowing the breath of God on life support and bringing them back and saying, yes, these bones can live. This situation can be resurrected. All today as we come interceding, believing, decreeing and declaring with full faith and force, knowing that these words shall not return void. We thank you for the breakthroughs. We thank you for the testimony that will come from this time of intercession. We thank you for the Jehovah Nisi victories in every area of our life. Father, I speak to our spirits. We will not grow weary in well-doing. We know we've read the back of the book. Your promises are yea and amen. We will not give up. We will not give out. We'll make sure we say only what you say about us. And we thank you in advance. We don't wait till the battle's over. We shout now and see ourselves already victorious. We see ourselves walking in the fullness of every promise. In 2017, by faith, God, you're manifesting our goals and dreams. Now we seal this time of prayer by the blood of Jesus. We decree and announce to the heavens by the authority given to us in the name of Jesus. And we leave this call with the assurance of knowing that your word is yea and amen. And we seal it now in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. Let's go out and have a blessed overcoming day. And we'll hear some of you all on the morning motivational call, and others have a extremely blessed weekend. And we look forward to hearing you on Monday. Bye-bye.